Okay, today's daf is Bava Kamma daf Tes, and we are on Ches Amud Beis as we finish up the last piece of Gemara, the last section of the Gemara on the first Mishnah here in Bava Kamma, and get into Be'ezus Hashem, the second Mishnah. But first we have on Ches Amud Beis, we have the discussions of Abaya and Rava regarding Achrayas and selling A, selling to B, B, selling to C. We are up to Amar Abaya, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Amar Abaya, Reuven, Shemachar Sadeh LeShimon Ba'Achrayas. Reuven sold a field to Shimon Ba'Achrayas, meaning that Reuven commits that if his Ba'al Echovas, if his creditors go and take the field that he sold to Shimon, from Shimon, that he's going to pay Shimon back. He covers the possible risk. So Reuven Shemachal Sadeh LeShimon Ba'Achrayas, the Asa Ba'Achov de Reuven, the Taraf be Shimon, and the Ba'Achov of Reuven comes and wants to take from Shimon. So then, what would be the halacha? He takes from Shimon, so Reuven has to cover the loss. Dinahu de Azel Reuven u'mishtoi Dina Ba'Adei. The halacha is that Reuven could go and function as the Baal Din himself. The guy's on his way to go to Shimon to take the piece of karka, but Reuven could stop him on the street and say, wait a minute, I'm gonna be your Baal Dover in court, right? Don't go to Shimon, right? He could say that. The Lo Matzi Amarle, and Shimon cannot say, the creditors of Reuven cannot say to Reuven, Lav Bal Dvarim Didiya. No, we're not interested in discussing it with you anymore. Right, you sold this field, now we're going to go straight to Shimon and take it from him. No, they can't say that to Reuven, to say that Reuven is out of the picture, to Amarle, because Reuven could say, Imaf Kismine Alai Hadar. Because if you take it from him, you're going to end up coming back, he's going to come back to me. And I want to skip that step. And therefore, Reuven is able to stand in and complain. Ask Tosfos, the Imtomar, Tosfos Dina. My Nafkamina, what's the difference whether we say, oh, Reuven has that ability or not? We mentioned, I think, even yesterday, there's a concept called Ta'aninan, that we will claim, we as the Bezdin will always claim for the parties on their behalf. If there's a certain halachic claim that they can make, but they're not aware of it, Bezdin will do it for them. It's not fair. Somebody doesn't know. Somebody can't think of all of the svaras. So that's the principle of Ta'aninan. So ask Tosas, what's the purpose of the Gemara? Where you say, oh, Reuven could come in. What if Reuven doesn't come in, then Bezim will say it for them. So what's the svara? My nafkamina, hakoma sheyocho Reuven liton, Ta'anina leila Shimon, de Ta'anina leila lokeach, v'chein liyasomim, bein parua, bein mizuyaf. Says Tosfos, whether the claim is, oh, it's paid up already, or the whole thing is a forgery. Bein parua bein mezuyaf. V'tzrichi edikiyam, and he needs edim to say that it's true. So ask Tosfos, what's the difference between whether Reuven can say it or not? So Tosfos says towards the end, gives two answers. Fourth medium line, Tosfos says, d'afkamina l'raya achrona. What if Reuven says, I have no edim and I have no rayas? Right, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin discusses that. And then a week later, there are Edim and Rayas that come. So we wouldn't trust him because Shimon says, I have none. So he's probably lying, but Reuven is still around. So even though we wouldn't be Ta'aninan for Shimon, because Shimon already closed off that avenue by saying, I don't have any, but Reuven would still have it open. Number one. Or Tosfos says, Inami kion chetoin bit lebezdin gadol ka'azilna. If he says, I want to go to a higher authority in the Bezdin, v'shimon lamatzi lemitzrach, and Shimon can't go, Reuven can't go, so there are nafkaminas that are mentioned by Tosfos. It is interesting, though, that in the part that we skipped, Tosfos discusses those two claims that Tosfos first puts together at the beginning. The claim of Parua and the claim of Mizuyaf. Are those exactly the same? Would Bezdin say one more than the other? So some Rishonim quote here, and Tosfos also alludes to it, that there could be a difference. It could be easier for Bezdin to claim Parua than to claim Mizuyaf. Because again, the Shtar is screaming that caveat, so to speak. As we've discussed the concept of shtaris in the past, a shtar speaks. A shtar says, I am kosher. A shtar says that I was done under all the proper circumstances. And generally, if the Baal HaShtar, if there is Tfisas Baal HaShtar, the shtar also says, I am not paid up. Unless you have the principle against, right, or based on the principle of shtar chabiyadech ma'boy, right? Why would I have your shtar if it's paid up already, right? If you paid me, then we would have ripped up the shtar and I wouldn't have it. So Rav Soloveitchik explains here in the Rishima Shiurim that the claim of parua is somewhat easier than mezuyaf, because at least parua is not denying the kashrus of the edim. The shtar is a shtar, but it was paid up. Fine. Mizuyaf, it's all forged, and you're going against the kashrus of the edim. That's a harder claim for anyone to make, let alone Bez Din to make. Venira, sha'af shetoanim Bez Din avur ha-yisomim tainas parua, even though Bez Din does that for yisomim, ain toanim tainas mizuyaf. But they wouldn't automatically say mizuya for yisomim. Ki hi macheshes la'edim ha-chasumim b'shtar. V'shone hi tainas parua. Sha'arei edi ashtar einem me'idim shalo para. The edim aren't claiming that. Usually the baal ashtar, being toe-face, has the shtar say that. Ach raya ye shalo para. Ki shtar chebiyadich mayim boi. L'fichach toanim bezden parua. And he continues and goes through that. What about by get? By get, it might be a special din. A get also is the concept of the baal hashtar, the husband writing get lishma. So there are different levels of what the shtar says. But the Rav Soloveitchik here says that for sure it is easier for Bez Din to taina parua than to taina mezuyaf. Tosfos discusses those two claims. So that is number one. That's case number one. Again, Reuven could go and step in and say, hi, deal with me. Deal with me because I don't want to have to go. You're going to go to Shimon, then he's going to come back to me. I'm going to have to pay back. Let's just skip that step. Or, says the Gemara now, four lines up, V'ika da'amre, afilu shalom b'achrayas nami. Even if Reuven had sold his field, shalom b'achrayas, which means, if his creditors go to Shimon and take the land, Shimon has no recourse. Shimon cannot go back to Reuven, because it was sold shalom b'achrayas, without the guarantee that he would pay back. So even there, Reuven could step in. Why? Da'amarle lo nichali, d'tavi l'shimon taramas alai. I don't want Shimon to be mad at me. I don't want Shimon to have problems with me. Yeah, he's going to always think I'm a bad guy. He's going to be very upset. So therefore, I don't want that either. Which the Mefarshim explained that it seems clear that only because Reuven has some claim that he would be injured, so to speak, he'd be able to be the Baal Din. Let's say Reuven's just a good guy. He just wants to help out his friend. I know, I'm a good arguer. I'm a person who could get things done in Bez Din, so I want to be your defendant. So could he be a Baal Dover there? It sounds like from the Gemara, no. Sounds like he could only do it if he's going to be affected. Either the Shimon's going to come back to me to take money, or Shimon's going to come back to me and be angry at me. Taromes alai. But what if nothing? Shimon has nothing to do with me. He's not going to be upset at me at all. So then maybe he wouldn't be able. So we'll have to talk about that. Right? That's separate from the issue of having a lawyer. Right, Toein in Bez Din. That's a discussion in Shuas Daf Lamed. Another he showed him how that works and why that is okay. That's called Antler in the language of the Rishonim. But here he's talking about Baal Dover. Could somebody be a Baal Dover for the other person? Baruch Hashem, yesterday I was able to be masig and take the get a chashuke chemer on Maseches Baba Kama. Sorry that the first day blot we didn't have one, but today he comes in and mentions the following case on this line. Imafkis minei alai hadar, says the Chashuk Echemet, she'ela, Reuven toveas abatuach shel Shimon ladin. Reuven is claiming from the insurance company of Shimon. Why, what happened? Who may be shnei edim, she Shimon hizik as arechev shelo. He, Reuven, brings two witnesses that Shimon was mazik his car. He's only claiming from the insurance company. He's not claiming from Shimon. Not going to have Shimon. Maybe he realized that Shimon doesn't have enough, so much money, or whatever it is. He's not going to Shimon at all, right? He's just, maybe he says he agrees that it was ba'ones, it wasn't his fault, but he's going to the insurance company. Ha'im yachol Shimon lehizdayen ulahochiach shelo hizik. Shimon has no claim at stake in the matter. Reuven is not claiming from him. But maybe indirectly his insurance payments are going to go up. Because if he has to pay, and especially if there's no fault insurance, doesn't matter whose fault it is, but directly, Reuven's not interested in him. Could he go and make the claim and go against Reuven? You don't have any claim. I'm not trying to get anything from you. So he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes our Tosfos, and he says, he quotes the Achronim, he quotes Reb Chaim Mitels, who says, you see from this Gemara, it's only if you have something to lose. That's when you could step in. But if you're here, you don't have anything to lose directly. But then he says, maybe not, maybe here, an insurance company is not a baldover, really. Right? It's not like you sold a karka, and now that person owns the karka. Inherently, this insurance company is a stand-in for you. They're not separate. They're not involved in the act. He said, "Bashenkim bechevres bituach shanitva amiti hu Shimon elo sheish lo Shimon heskim im achevra shehit tshalem es nizakav." So maybe it's not so simple that he would not be able to step in this case. Besides the fact that maybe his claims will go up, because that would be just indirect. Okay, interesting, relating to this line of the Gemara. Let's continue. Says the Gemara of Yom Rabbaya, last case that is mentioned here of discussions is of Abaya and Rava and people selling karka. Ruvain Shemachar Sadeh L'Shimon Shalom Bachrayas. Ruvain sold karka to Shimon Shalom Bachrayas, meaning if something happens, if the creditors come to Shimon, so then there's no recourse that he has. V'yatsu Aleha Asikin. And all of a sudden, during the Masu Matan, during the discussion, there are rumors that are started. What kind of rumors? Rashi, Orin Lomar Shalanuhi. There are some rumors that it was never Ruvain's land to sell, and we're going to come, and there are people going to come from the distant land, and they're going to claim, and now Shimon is like worried, because Shimon, right, bought it without Achrayas. And if he continues with this transaction, and eventually the people who are Ma'orer come, that he's going to be stuck. Right, so what is the halacha? What can he do? He is in the middle of the transaction. Says the Gemara, Ad shalo hechzik ba, before the kinyan chazaka was done, we know, kark is nikna, pekesef shtar and chazaka. We learned the Mishnah in Kiddushin. So before the kinyan chazaka was done, yochol achzer bo, then he can be chozer bo, he's not considered a bad guy, he's not considered someone who's going back on his word, because he didn't do the kinyan chazaka yet. Misha hechzikba, but once he did the kinyan chazaka, ein yachol lachzerbo, he can't perchozerbo, it's too late. My time a why, to amar lay, because Reuven can say to him, chaisa the katri savris vakablis, a tied bag full of air, you accepted, and you bought, meaning, it's tough luck on you. You should have done more of the research before you bought it, before you did the kinyan chazaka. Once you did the chazaka, so then, it is too late, and sorry, the deal has to go through. A big discussion on this Gemara, what exactly is the Metzias? Rashi, not Rashi here, but Rashi, where the other place where this Gemara comes up in Bamitzia. Was there any type of kinyan yet? Let's say, Achalo Hechzikba. Did he pay yet? Did he accept the money? Did the seller get the money yet for the karka? So Rashi says, Tosas quotes it, Misha Hechzik, Pierce Rashi, Afagav Shalonasan Maos. Even though no money has been given over yet. There was no money, the karka nikneis b'chazaka. Rashi says, the chazaka that is under discussion here is the kinyan for the karka. And there was no money, right? There was no kinyan kesef here yet. It was just the kinyan chazaka. And that's what Rashi says, this is the discussion. Discussion is, did you do the kinyan chazaka yet or not? Tosfos does not like that. Vikasha, Tosfos says, am I knock on chazaka? Yosef, mi kesef ishtar? Why does it pick one? There are three kinyanim of karka. If you didn't do chazaka yet, it sounds like there's something specific about the kinyan chazaka. Right? Or else why didn't the Gemara just say, ad shelo niknes, before the kinyan was done? Right? So says the question one. The odes tosis, my kami boy, the next line of the Gemara asks, may emas ave chazaka. So when is the chazaka done? What's the chazaka? And the Gemara talks about, well, we'll just read it for a second. Right? Me'emas havi chazaka, mechidai ishe mitzri, when he walks on the borders, when he tramples on the borders of the land. Ask Tosfos, why is the Gemara asking that? There are other Gemaras that talk about what kinyan chazaka is. Right? What is the Gemara talking about here? Masisani is a Mishnah in Baba Basra. Noah paras v'gadar. Question two. Number one, why do you focus on chazaka? Number two, why is the Gemara even asking about what chazaka is? We know that from a Mishnah. The ode, why are you asking it here? The ode, the Daish Amitzri Mashma Derisa Ba'alma, Shaholech Saviv Hamitzarim. Also, Kinyan Chazaka, generally, as we'll talk about Ben Shem soon, is where you do a Maisa, an act in the Gufa Davar. Right? You show that you're an owner. walking around the borders, that's enough of a kinyan chazaka? So for all of these reasons, Tosfos argues on Rashi and says, no, what's going on here is not that there was no kinyan done, and the Gemara is talking about the actual kinyan. What's happening here is that there was a kinyan done, but the Gemara is discussing whether there's a chance to be chozer bo. Says the Tosfos, v'nira lafarish, demayri shekina'o, b'kinyan gamar, you did a kinyan already, b'chalipin, o b'shtar, o b'chazaka. You already did a kinyan chazaka or chalipin, as we know chalipin works for everything. Even though the Mishnah there in Kiddusha does not mention chalipin, karkas, kethashar, and chazaka, right, a metaltalin or meshicha, but chalipin we know works, it's the universal. So you did a kinyan, chalipin, shar, chazaka, o rafak bapurta, you dug a little bit. Vidaito shaladam, it says Tosis, you know what Argamar is talking about? You still have ability to retract. Vidaito shaladam, afalpisha kno bekinyan gomor. Even though you were kona it, im yatsu orerin, yachol achzerbo. If there are rumors that started, you know, it can't be forever that if there are rumors, but there's some type of flexibility. If there are orerin, yachol achzerbo, kolzman shalo halach hametzri hasad de la arka larachba. As long as you didn't walk around the whole field, the understanding is that it is okay. You'd be able to retract in that case. And then he quotes a question: what this girsa is, right? Below nasan mos. Okay, that's a discussion here. You can look in the Vilna Gaon. But this is machlokas Rashi Tosas. The kinyan chazaka in our Gemara, is that talking about the actual kinyan that's being done? Rashi reads the Gemara: before you did the kinyan, you can be chozer bo, and after you did the kinyan, you can't be chozer bo. So it is also another question on Rashi. Why wouldn't you be able to be chozer bo if no kinyan was done yet? What was the havamina? Of course you would think that. So according to Tosfos, no. Tosfos says you did the kinyan already, and you can still be chozer bo. Right, that's the discussion here of Rashi and Tosfos, and Afkamina is when it talks about this kinyan chazaka that is done, is that according to Rashi that is the actual kinyan of the land, and according to Tosfos it is something that is being done afterwards. Once we're on the topic of kinyan chazaka, just to mention something that we have discussed in the past, and that is the sheet of the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam seems to be machalik between what is required for kinyan chazaka in different contexts. We know shtar is a document, and money is money, and chazaka, though, is a little more unclear. How do you do a kinyan chazaka? The Gemara talks about a kinyan chazaka on many items, kinyan chazaka on an animal, kinyan chazaka on land. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Aleph, Haisa Karka Tzachiach Sela, She'ein Balo Gedera Balo Pritza, Ve'ena Basriya. What if you buy a piece of land and it is not it's not fertile? You can't plant on it, right? If you could plant, so that's the Kinyan Chazaka, using something. That's generally what we had. We had a discussion in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Zayin or so, we had something called Kinyan Hishtamshus by a Shoel. Right, bikavo kna'o, lo bikavo lo kna'o. And the Ritva there discussed, there's something called a kinyan ishtamshus. When you use it, that's when the shoel is chayav achrayis, and others. So if you buy a piece of land, if you use it, fine. What if it's not usable in the normal sense of a field? Says the Rambam, harei achazaka shekone osa ba shtichas peros. You spread out your fruit on the field to dry. O ha'amadas behemasham. Or you put your animal there. Right, you put your fruit. Shtichas peiros. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Hamil salom mechavra. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. Tahai chazaka achilas peiros hi. This isn't a chazaka begufa karka. No, this is what's called achilas peiros. It's using it, but it's not a maisa begufa davar. Achilas peiros lo mahanya ela keneged taina. Says the Ravid, Achilas Peiros is good enough to prevent someone else from getting a squatting chazaka. Cheskas Gimel Shanim, as is discussed in Baba Basra. So if you put fruit down, so that's considered registering what's called a usage, a mecha'a. If I use it at all within 3 years, then that breaks your 3 years. That's what Achilas Peiros is good for. Ela kenegetaina, ava lemikni ba'ara. Lokanya elamidi de mahanya laara kein noal goder uparet. You build a fence on the in the field. You stick things in the dirt, right? You can't. You have to ma'isa b'gufadavar. So Rav asked Rambam, "What are you talking about? Why should shtichas peiros be good enough?" And not only that, if we look a little bit later in Hilchas Zechiyah Matana in Perek Beis, the Rambam discusses there nichze ger she'ein lo yarshim v'nichze hefker. if there are nichse hefker, then if anyone who's machzik in the nichse hefker, kanabo, kalamachzibo kanao. Kesa, says the Rambam. How do you machzik in the nichse ger, halokeh karka mechavero, vehechzik ba ba'achilas peroseha, kana. If somebody does a kinyan chazaka, how? You eat from the fruit. You eat from the fruit. Kamosha biyarnu. Avo benichse, that's if you're getting, kinyan chazaka from your friend's field. Avo benichse hefker, o nichse hager. But if I'm begetting, I want to be kone, ownerless land. Afilu achal peros a ilon kamashanim, lokana. Logufa ilon vlogufa karka. The Rambam himself says, eating fruit off the land is not good enough to be kone land from hefker or from a ger. Ache yasa maisa, begufa aretz, o yaavod avoda be ilon. Until you work the land itself. Says the Rambam. Look what I wrote earlier. Meaning, what's the Rambam talking about? Yes or no? Do you need a maisa begufa karka or not? Over here, he says, when it comes to nichse hefker, nichse hager, need a maisa begufa karka. But if it's buying it from your friend, all you have to do is eat from the fruit. You have to do a maisa begufa karka. And earlier, he said, by land that is not plantable, spreading out your fruit. So what's kinyan chazaka? So explains the Magid Mishnah right there, nilchas mechira. Kinyan chazaka is flexible. What is the purpose of a kinyan chazaka? What must it reflect? Four words. Kederech sha'abaylim no'alim batehem. Act like the owner. If you act like the owner, what's called in the Achronim terminology, horaz bailus. If you reflect that you're an owner, then that's kinyan chazaka. If you do something that an owner would do. It's not like all kinyanim have this ingredient, for sure. But there's also more a focus on a maisa. You pull something, you pick something up, you push something, you call the animal, you give over the reins. So those are all horaz bailus types of ideas, for sure, but it's also a formal action required. Chazaka is the most flexible. Chazaka is whatever is done in the context. So when you're buying it from someone else, it's easier. You need less than hefker. Sometimes hefker can be easier, sometimes it can be harder. Right here, it's harder because if it's ownerless, how do you show that you're the owner? If you're getting it from someone else, so in front of the other person, you eat the fruit, that shows that you're an owner. But from hefker, from nechse hager, without relatives, it's harder. So dafka, there you need a maisa begufa karka. But otherwise, you don't. Achilas peiros, shtichas peiros, that would all be good enough. Kinyan chazaka is a unique kinyan. But it is discussed here, again, between Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, whether this is actually talking about the Kinyan Chazaka or about some action done after the Kinyan. Okay, let's continue now. We're on the fourth line. We're in the middle of the story. So what did the Gemara just say? As long as he wasn't Machzik, he could be Chozer Bo, because he has the rumors. And it was Shelo Bachrayis, he's not going to be able to go back to Reuven. Vidafka, says the Gemara Shelo Bachrayis. And this is only, where do we say that Shimon could do this? Shelo Bachrayis, if he's going to lose. So he want to protect his rights. Because if he goes through with it, he's never going to get back to Reuven. Aval Bachrayis, lo. But if he sold it with Achrayis, then not. What's not? Achrayis, lo, says the Rishonim, then maybe he could even be Chozerbo after the Chazaka. He doesn't have to go, let's say, according to Rashi. He doesn't have to continue and pay because it was Bachrayis. So Bachrayis, well, I'm going to give you the money, then you're going to give me back the money. So there it could be, the Rishonim explain, that even if he did not give the money, he does not have to give the money yet, even if the Chazaka was done. V'ika da'amri, afila Bachrayis nami. And maybe even if there was Achrayis, another version, still he would be able to say that to Amar Le Achvi Tirpa Fashalim Lach. Maybe even with Achrayis it applies, because Reuven could say, you know, look, show me the shtar that I am Chayav Bachrayis to you, and then I'll pay you. Otherwise you have to pay me the money for the transaction. So different days in the Gemara what the limitation is. Period. Now we go back to what we discussed 2 days ago. Rav Huna Amar. What is Rav Huna referring to? Rashi clues us in. Rashi says, Rashi, always, our greatest Rebbe, Rashi knows where it's not clear what question this is coming to answer. Rashi says, Lo kasha kroy de la'el. Remember we had, back on Dav Zion, we had four different answers to answer the stira between Yashiv and Meitav. Meitav means you pay the best. Yashiv means even Shava Kesef. So how do you answer that? So we had different days. Mitai to Bal Karcho, the case of now versus the rate in Nisan, right, Tishrei and Nisan. The Maskana, if you remember, was Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, that they said, all Metaltalin is considered Metav. So Yashin means Shava Kesef, because that is Metav. Metav Sadeo means if you're paying Karka, no Stira. So now Rav Huna is coming to give another answer to that question. Number five, so to speak, if we would say it. Rav Huna Amar, O Kesef, O Meitav. Rav Huna says, the answer is no, you have a choice. Rashi says, Hachi Kama Rachmana, O Kesef Yitein Lo, O Meitav Sadosav. Right? You have a choice, meaning he leaves out Shava Kesef. Give money or give land. That's Rav Huna's opinion. And then Rashi explains why we just had a break. We had a tangent, and now we're coming back to that sugya. Eisei Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna, is that really true? The Gemara says, no, Yashav l'Rabo Shava Kesef Afilu Subin. How could you say it's either money or land? Our drasha is Yashiv to include even Shava Kesef. Hacham Mayaskinan b'delesley. When are you allowed to pay Shava Kesef if you don't have money and you don't have land? So then you can pay Shava Kesef. Says the Gemara, d'lesley pshita. That's pretty obvious. What, he's going to be off the hook? He's going to be pater? Of course, if you have no money, if you have no land, of course is that's what he has to pay. Says the Gemara, no. Mao de tema amrinan lei zil tarach zavin v'aisi lei kesef. No, you might say that, hey, mazik, you have to go bother yourself, sell your items to get money. It's money or land, that's it. So that was the Havamina, kamash malon, it could even be shava kesef. Right, interesting, what's the Havamina? Again, the focus is the Chakira that we mentioned over the past couple of days. How Tashlume Nezek. How much is the focus of that just the restitution, just the reimbursement, and the focus is on the Nizak? Make sure he gets what's Magialo, or is there also some focus on the act of payment, right? The Seder Hagvia, as we discussed. And Nafkamina could be, what if the Mazik wants to give Idis? And the Nizak wants Beinonis, right? He has another field next to the Beinonis property. So again, how much is there a formal payment element, or is it just about getting the property back, right? And it's similar, we're going to have this, but as I'm saying, discussion when we get later on in the seventh parak. We'll talk about Gneva, Gzela, right? How much is Beheshev as a Gzela Shargazal? How much is that a just getting back Lamaisa, making sure that he doesn't have a loss, a Hefsin Mamon, or is there something about the payment itself that's formal, not exactly the same, but just to give a mashal, Achilas Truma. If a Yisrael eats Truma, Bishogeis, he has to pay a Kofer. Is Kufra Kapara, is a Kufra Mamona? How much is it just, may I stole, so from the Shevet Kahuna, so I have to get it back to them? Or is there some type of atonement element with more payment, so then maybe he can't even be mochel 2 days in Tosfos, whether that is possible. So here too, the Havabina might be there's some formal element to the payment, meaning it's either money or it's land. You can't just give a scissors. You can't just give anything you want, the Shava Kesef. Kamash Malon, you can. So there might be a lumdis behind that Havabina and Maskana. Tosfos here discusses what's the psak. Tosfos here quotes a machlokas between the Rif and Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos doesn't often quote the Rif. Certain Masechtas he does. All over Masechtas Brachas, Tosfos quotes the Rif. There are different Baalei Tosfos. But here, not so often in other Masechtas, but here Tosfos does. Tosfos quotes in the Dibur Maskil Rav Huna, Upesefer Rav Alphus, Pirish, the Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Rav Papa Delael, Pligia the Rav Huna. The Rif quotes that this is a Machlokas. Right, earlier, what did Rav Papa and Rav Huna say? All Metaltalin is Meitav. So there's no adifus of giving money than Shava Kesef, as long as it's able to be sold. So there's a machlokas here. Dahacha, the Rav Huna Dahacha. The Inu Savri, call me the Meitav, who bafilu subin, any Shava Kesef, for Rav Huna Savri, the Lavi Meitav, O Kesef, O Karka. So the Rif had presented as a machlokas, Upasak, or a Papok, or a Funa Breid of Yeshua. And he paskin like their earlier opinions, meaning even Shava Kesef, Shehem Basroi. Because they are later, for Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Sover Kane. Rabbeinu Tam argues, he says, no, maybe there's no machlokas here in the end. To Mefar, maybe everybody agrees that money comes first. If he has money, that's what he has to give. To Mefar, Jeish Gimel Dinim Ben Ezekin. O Kesef, O Meitav, Vi Lesle, Afilu Subin. So maybe there's no machlokas. U Balchov, he talks about the different levels of a Balchov. Okay, machlokas, whether there is a machlokas and what we paskin. Let's continue. Amar Ravasi. Ravasi makes a statement, and we're not exactly sure what he means. Third of the way down. Ksafim harehenka karka. Money is like karka. Money is like land. Lamayilchasa. What is he talking about? In what way? Ile malinyan metav. Is he telling us regarding metav, meaning money is just as good as the best land that you have? Right? It's like money is like land. So is it regarding metav? So hainad rafuna. That's exactly what Rafuna just said. Right, so the Rav Huna says, "Ksafim harinka karka." I'm sorry, Rav Asi says that, and Rav Huna said, "O kesef o meitav." So Ella, what must Rav Asi mean? Maybe he's referring to the following case: L'shnei achim shechilku, two brothers split up an estate. V'not alechad karka vechad ksafim. One took money, one took land. Uba balchov, and the balchov of the father comes. V'not al karka, and he goes to one of them and takes the karka. What's the halacha? The Ozil Hai, Vishoko Palka, Bhaksavim Bade, the brother that got the land taken away from him, could go to the other brother and says, pay me half. Pay me half, it's not fair. Right? It was the creditor of, it was the one that our Baal Chov of our father. Just because you have land and I have money, right, it's not fair. So that's what it means, that money is exactly like land. So if land was taken, the other brother has to reimburse. Says the Gemara Pshita, Hai Brava Hai Lav Bra. They're two sons. Obviously, they both have to cover the debts of their father. So, isn't that obvious? Ika da Amre, very unusual, or a different version, Adaraba, it's obvious the other way. Leidach Gisa, Tiamarle, can't the brother say, Lahachi Shakli Ksafim, this is exactly why I took money. Di Mignevi Lo Mishtalim Neminach, I took money because I'm taking a risk. If it's stolen from me, I'm not going back to you. Ulahi Shakli Saran, this is why you took land. Di Mitrafa Lo Mishtalim Nalachami Di Minoi, you're not going to get it back from me. The Pnei Yeshua knows that this is very unusual. How can you have Pshita in two opposite directions? Right, usually Pshita is one, it's obvious. It can't be so Pshita if we could have two opposite versions. Right, maybe each version thinks the other one is obviously wrong. Right, you can't put these two together. Ika to Amri doesn't have to, but it's somewhat unusual to have such a statement like this. But either way, we're like, okay, let's try again. Ella, a third try. What is Rav Asi referring to by saying Ksafim is like Karka? Ella l'shnei achim shechilku. Two brothers split up, and they each had land. They each took land. Uba balchov and not a chelko shalechan mehem, but the balchov comes and takes land that he's owed only from one of the brothers, and the other brother's land he doesn't touch. So there, the brother can't say, "Oh, right, this is why I took money." No, that's the case that the brother who had land taken from him could go to the other brother and say that you have to pay me back. Right, look at Rashi for a second. Rashi just adds in the line that the Gemara does not have. Ubaba chovanat al chelak ha'echad. Dimishalim lo ha'acher chasi chelko o karka o mesalik lebezuze. The brother that did not have land taken from him could give money also. He doesn't have to give another piece of land. That's what it means. Money is like land. He could pay back money instead of the land. Tosis points out here, and the other Rishonim, the case must be that there is a designated piece of land. Why should a creditor be able to go to only one brother? Why can't that brother say, hey, we both owe money, we both owe, take half from me and half from my brother? So it must be, Tosfos says, in Dibra Maschil Vitaraf, Yesh Lomar Demairi Hachasha Sa'o Apotiki. There is a designated piece of land that is supposed to be collected for the father, and that's why the creditor could go to one brother, and then the other brother could go back to the third brother, right? And that's the Rush also discusses this here, the case of Aputiki. It says here, Venireh, let's just find the line. Okay, lo yitol chatzi sada mizeh v'chatzi sada mizeh. And he says, even if you don't say Aputiki, we might not force the creditor to say, we might not force the person collecting, oh, no, take half from here and half from there. I don't want two different pieces of land. I want one piece of land. You could work it out with your brother. So even if normally we say that each person could say that don't take it all from me, but here it could be because there's one person coming, collecting this, then he might have the right to say, I'm taking this piece, and if not, na'alta delis bifnei lavin, says the Rush. And therefore it might not have to be actual apotiki, says the Gemar. Let's continue. So is that the case that Rav Asi is referring to? V'ya'am Rav Asi, chada zimna. But Ravasi already said that elsewhere. So he must be saying something else here. To Itmar, because the following discussion, Ha'achem Shechilku, Bo Balchov and Atal Chalgo Shalechan Mehem, our case. The brothers split up, and the Balchov comes and takes one of them, three shittas. Rav Amar, Batla Machlokas. Rav says, okay, the whole thing is null and void. Once the Balchov comes, you gotta put everything back in the middle, and then re-split. Batla Machlokas. Ushmuel Amar Viter. Shmuel says, no, sorry, he lost it. He, the brother that it was taken from, loses his right. Right, what's the machlokas about? The Gemara is going to say. Ravasi Amar, Ravasi is not sure. See, he has the middle approach. Nota Ravia Bakaka or Ravia Bamos. Right, he has. You could take a quarter in land and a quarter in Mos, meaning gets paid back. Ravia Bakaka or Ravia Bamos, meaning instead of getting paid back half, which would be exactly make it even amongst the brothers, he gets paid back half of what should be paid back. Why? Rav Amar Bala Machlokas Kasavar Ha'acham Shechilku Yarshim Havi. Rav holds that brothers are like Yarshim, and therefore, if they split it up, there wasn't any transaction here, so they have to re-split it. Shmuel Amar Viter Kasavar Ha'acham Shechilku Lekuchos Ukalokeach Shelo Bachrayas Dami. The brothers are like buyers, and therefore, tough. If the one brother lost, Ravasi Amar Nota Ravia Bakaga Ravia Bamos. Why? Misafkale Iki Yarshin Damu Iki Lekuchos Damu. And therefore Hilchach, he says half. Nota Ravia Bakaga Ravia Bamos. Take half of what is owed. But Lamaisa, so what do you see? Ravasi already says that you could use money instead of when the one brother is paying back the brother that's owed. You could use money instead of karka. So we're back to the kasha. What's Ravasi adding here? So Ella my harahinka karka. So what is it? Leinyan meta. Back to the first answer. Ihachi haina dravuna ema vechena maravasi. Fine, you're right. He's not saying any chidushim. He's saying exactly what Rav Huna said. Period. Amar bizera amar Rav Huna. Right. Once we're talking about statements of Rav Huna, so we have one more. Nothing to do with what we're talking about. Bemitzvah achlish. When it comes to a mitzvah, up until a third. What does that mean? My shlish, a third of what? Ilema, and we can spend many hours on the next four lines. Ilema, shlish beso. Does it mean you have to sell a third of all of your assets to do a mitzvah? Says the Gemara, Elameata. Iyasrami le tlasa mitzvasa lesa lakule besa. So if you have three mitzvahs to do, you're broke. You have nothing left. What does that mean? How does that work? So says the Gemara, Ella, Amar Bizera, Behider Mitzvah, Achlish B'Mitzvah. To be Mahader in the Mitzvah, you have to spend up into a third of the value of the Mitzvah itself. If you have a Mitzvah that costs whatever it is, a certain amount, you have to spend a third more than that. Let's just finish and then we'll talk about each of these lines. I'm by Ravashi, Shlish Mi Lago, Shlish Mi Lavar. Is it a third from within or from without? Meaning, is it a Shlish Mi Lago? Meaning what we would call 33%. 33% more of the value? O shlish mi lavar. Is it a third after you add it on? Meaning 50%. So once you add it on, then it's a third. Teku, put it on the list for Eliyahu Navi. B'ma rava amri mishmei de Rabbi Zera, ad shlish mishelo. Mikan ve'elech mishelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Rashi and Tosfos say, ad shlish, up until a shlish mishelo, that's yours. That's going to be retained by you in Olam Haba. You're not getting any schar for that in Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba, you'll get schar for that. But Mikan Ve'elach, if you spell beyond that, Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you schar even in Olam Hazeh. Even in Olam Hazeh. That's that. Rabbeinu Chananel has a different shot. He says, Ad Shlish, up until a Shlish, Mishalo, that's what you have to spend from Yegiah Kapecha. What you did, what you worked and got for your Amelus, so that's what you have to do. Mikan Ve'elach, Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to spend more than that? That's only maybe if you win the lottery, if you get a windfall. Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you get something that's surprising and not magia, even though we have to look at all parnasa as straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but, in that sense, that's the chelek. There is so much to talk about here by Hidur Mitzvah. Let's focus first a little bit on the page. The Rishonim here. Hidur Mitzvah comes up in a couple of places in Shas, as we know Shabbos, Kuflam Magim over Hidur Mitzvah, but this is one of the main ones too. Top Tosfos, Ilei Mishlish Beso. Mashma, sounds like there are limits. You don't have to spend all your money. Because the Gemara just asks it as a rhetorical question, and the Gemara says it can't be. It can be you're meant to go broke for a mitzvah. So afilo lo yimsa b'pachos, right? Even if you don't find for less, well, minute the havi mitzvah overes v'afilo shlish beso mashma d'lo machayev. So Tosfos just has that. It's mashma that you don't have to spend everything, like the Gemara says in Ksubis, in the Takanas Usha, Hamavazbiz, Ayavazbiz, Yosemi Chomesh, right? So it's mashma that you don't have to spend all of your money. Doesn't say what the limit is. So the Gemara in Ksubis has the limit. The Maariv Chayis here says, aye, what about the Gemara of Makino Soachetese Nafsho? Right, that Bezin forces you to do a mitzvah zaseh. What, your body is any less valuable than your money? Says the Maariv Chayis, quoting the earlier Achronim, no, there's a difference. There, b'mezid, you're not doing the mitzvah. If b'mezid, you're not doing a mitzvah, so then Bezin could force you to do a mitzvah. Here, it's not b'mezid, it's ba'ones. Right, you don't have. And therefore, you are pater. There are certain mitzvos that one has to sell the shirt off their back for. Most mitzvos not. But certain mitzvos, yes. The Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva writes, it's all the mitzvos of Pirsum Enisa. Right, where the result is the ikker. Neiris Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, all of those. Why? Because usually if I'm ba'ones, I don't have enough money. So then, okay, ones rachmana patre. For sure, not spending on the hider mitzvah, let alone the mitzvah itself. But if it's persume nisa, Hashem can't say ki'ilu avad. Right? It's as if you did it because I didn't do it. I didn't achieve the purpose of the mitzvah, which is the persum. And therefore, it would be different. The Rashba here says, a chilek, and this Rashba is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafresh Nun Vav. The Rashba says there's a chilek between ases and los ases. When it comes to a mitzvah asay, that's the whole discussion of the Gemara. He quotes this from the Rivet. He says, lo amrel of a mitzvah asay, v'shei ba'al ta'ase, av a mitzvah los asay, afilu kamamono. Not to do a los asay, I have to give away all of my money. Right, that's more chamor. As we know, generally, los ases are more chamor, and that's quoted. What about los ases midrabanan? What about yisurei drabanan? So that's a discussion in the Achronim afterwards. But the Rashba quoted the Ramah, quotes this in Hilchas Lulav, a difference between ases and los ases. What more can we discuss here? Right, is it interesting? So there's a limit on the mitzvahs. I once heard a posting. There's a big discussion. I'm not poskening now. I'm just mentioning the halachic discussion. How does one tovel an item that is an electrical item that has to be plugged in? A George Foreman grill, an urn. How does one tovel? So, there are different opinions out there, right? But there is a chash, for sure, of the item breaking if you put it, or being dangerous, right? If you put it all in, if you dunk the whole thing in, right? Because what about the electrical area? So, there are different days. You know, maybe just put in the mikvah the part that has to be touches the food, right? Rav Moshe talks about certain types of kalim years ago where the electrical element is on the bottom and the kli is on the top, so maybe you could look at it as two separate kalim. Some other achronim say, well, maybe there's no chiyav of tevila because it's only used when it's plugged in, so it's mechubal akarka, harayik akarka, doesn't have a shame kli when it's usable. All different days, and one should ask the local posig what to do. But one of my rabbeim once said, another great post-sake, but I didn't say it in print, so I don't want to quote him beferish. If it's going to break when you do tevila, then there's obviously no tevila, because how much do you have to spend on a mitzvah? Right? There's a maximum you have to spend on a mitzvah. So if you're going to break the whole kli to do the mitzvah, obviously there is no such mitzvah, meaning that you're pater from the mitzvah in this regard, and therefore, there wouldn't be a chiyav, because you don't have to spend more than the certain value. Okay, it's a lot to discuss there, but let's just finish up. Or continue. Says the Mishnah, second Mishnah here in Maseches Bava Kama, the Maariv Chayis here again says, it's an unusual lashon. It's not normal sentences in this mitzvah, similar to what we said back earlier, where we said this parak is Lishna Kalila, it's a Tani Yerushalmi. So here too, unusual. Kol shachafti bishmiraso, it's like in code. Kol shachafti bishmiraso, hichsharti es nizko. Any act that I'm obligated in guarding it. I prepared. I am chayiv in the nezek of that. What does that line mean? Two very important days in Rashi. And this is where all achronim start discussing the mechayiv of hezek. Why do I have to pay? Is it because of the maisa hezek, or is it because of the hefsin mamon? Two days in Rashi right here. What does it mean? Kol shachafti bishmiraso. Rashi says, shalosh amartiv yafet. Number one, second day of Rashi, no. Alay lahachzir ulatakenis nisko, ani chayav l'shalim. There's an act, and I have to pay for it. right? Those 2 days might be about those two mechayvim. Is it about the choser shmirah? I'm sorry, I said it incorrectly before. Not about hefsed mamon. That's a gneva chakira, right? Is it about why am I chayev because of the choser shmirah or is of my animal or the maisa hezek of the animal is mitzurif to me? So those two might be the 2 days here in Rashi. Weiter. Hechsharti b'miksas nizko. If I am responsible for some of the nezek, chafti b'tashlume nizko kechshar kol nizko. Then I have to pay everything. What's the case? The Gemara will talk about it. Nechasim. What are other requirements of hezek? Nechasim she'ein bohen me'ila. Right? Non-hektish. Nechasim she'im shel b'nei bris. A Jew owns it. Nechasim yuchadim. It's not hefker. U'bechal makom. Anywhere. We'll see what bechal makom is. Chutz mi'rishusam yuchedes l'mazik. If it's my rishus, and I'm the mazik, and you come in, I'm not responsible. V'rishus anizek v'hamazik. What does that phrase mean? The Gemara will talk about it. Kishahizik, and the last line is similar to Dav Beis. Kishahizik chavamazik l'shalim tashlumi nezek v'meitav ha'aretz. Sounds like it's exactly the same line that we had on Dav Beis. Again, the Gemara will analyze each of these lines. Tana Rabbanon, koshachati bishmiraso echshati es nizko keitzad. If I did something, then I'm responsible. What's the case? Shor ubar shemastron l'cher shot of a katan. A shor or a bar that I put a child in charge. A cheresh shota v'katan. V'hiziku chayev l'shalim. So I'm chayev to pay because I was irresponsible. I gave it to someone who's not a bar das. Ma she'ein kein bo esh. Unlike esh. Esh, I'm going to be putter. So, but my askina, what's the case? What's the case of shor and bar being chayev and esh being putter? Ilem a bashar kashur bo merchusa. Are we talking about a tied up ox? A covered bar, dichvasa gabi esh gachela, similar to an esh. We're talking about a coal that's not lit. It's hot, but it's not going to cause any damage in its state. So, maishlahacha, maishlahacha. So, again, why are you chayev by shor and bar and you're putter by esh? If they're all in a protected environment already. So, ela, opposite. Bishar mutar, bishar bar magula. If it's a loose ox and a revealed bar, dechvasa gabi esh shal heves, you gave him a fire, so then mashen kein beish to putter, so why you putter? If you gave a chereshot of a katan a fire, so v'hamer esh lakish, mishmei dechizkiya, lo shanu el shal masa lo shal gacheles v'liba. When you putter, if you gave him a coal and the other person lit it, avol shal heves chayev, but if you gave an actual flame, you're chayev, my time, atah bari azeka. Question mark. What is the Brisa talking about? The Brisa says a case that shor and bar, you're chayiv, if you give it to the chayishot of a katan, and esh, your putter. What's the case? Bimanafshach, you should all be chayiv or all be putter. So the Gemara says, la'olam bishar kashur abar mechuseh. Really, it is a guarded one. It's a tied up ox, a covered bar. What's the difference? You should always be putter? No. Shor darki lintuke. An ox is derech, is to break out of its chains. Bar darki lunture. A bar very often gets uncovered, even if it was covered. Gacheles, kama deshavik le ma'am me'am yeva azla. A coal, unless somebody actively lights it, it goes out. It's on its way out. And therefore, you are going to be pater. Fine. One more section. Ulu Rabbi Yochanan da'am rafilo masalo shal heves nami pater. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, you're even pater if you give a flame, because he has to take the flame. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what would be the distinction? If it's all open and all ready to be masik, still, says Rabbi Yochanan, hasam tzavta decheresh kagarim. There, by the shalheves, it's still the involvement of the cheresh. He has to do something. He has to take the flame and go and do something with it. So that's also part of the ingredient of the hezek. Hacha lotzata cheresh kagarim. By the bor, by the shor, the cheresh doesn't do anything. He just doesn't do something. And that's why all of the blame is on the person who gave it, and therefore there can be a chilek. And again, this machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, might be about. If it's about my negligence in shmirah, there shouldn't be a difference between whether the cheresh had an involvement or not. It was still irresponsible. If it's about the maisa hezek that was done by my property, so then you could make a distinction that this maisa hezek, someone else also did the maisa hezek, and therefore it will be different. Just to end with the question, the Chashuk Echemet also here has another question relating to bor. There was a case where a shul arranged, must have been a place in the middle of the country. Right, the shul arranged that somebody's going to dig a big bore in the chutzar of the shul in order for them to pour water into, in order for them to do tashlich. because there's no water anywhere in the area. And they all agreed and fine. On Yontif, on the second day of Yontif, or whatever, not second day, right, it's Rosh Hashanah, yeah, whenever it was, the person who's was involved in digging the pit, he gave, there was a 12-year-old boy, some of the kids didn't get to do Tashlich, he gave the key to the 12-year-old boy who opened it for the other kids, and somebody fell in. So, Masra Lecher, Bor Lecher Shodav HaKatan, Mamish, this case. Right? Is the person responsible? Is it, could he assume? Whose pit is it? Everybody agreed to dig it. So maybe it's not this guy's fault. It's everybody. So he discusses that there, but you think it doesn't come up. Giving a bar, right there, the bar for Tashlich, that is discussed by the Chashuke Chemet. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Beth Shem, we will, continue here in the first parak.